Well, they keep doing it, even with all these injuries. Man, a lot of other stuff going on. Let's dive right in. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, talking A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, send us a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Usually on Tuesdays, you guys are in a really bad mood on the text line, but it's kind of a Monday and sort of a Wednesday at the same time. So don't be in a bad mood. Let's have some fun today. It's happening, Hoffman.
Sports and stuff like that. What's up with you, man?
Not much, man. How was your long break?
It was well received by my body. I did a lot of sleeping. I think two nights I went to bed before 10 o'clock.
Oh, I'm going to beat you on that. I actually went to bed at 6 o'clock Saturday night.
Oh, boy.
And did not wake up until 7:30 the next morning.
Oh, wow. So yesterday, I went and did a little day drinking at B-52.
Yeah.
And I was there for probably 2.5 hours and ate some good food and drank some good beer. Then I went home, and it's like a 45-minute drive from my house.
Okay. It's not bad.
So, it's out in the middle of nowhere.
It's a haul, yeah.
Yeah. So I napped on the way home, and then once we were home, I laid on the couch and napped some more. And I ended up total sleeping for about 2.5 hours napping. And then I woke up, and I was still kind of tired. And so last night around 9:30, I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. And I went to bed.
Yeah, I honestly did not do much of anything this weekend except binge watch and sleep. And I drank a little bit, but I didn't have a single night where I drank myself into where I was actually drunk. It was really weird.
That's good.
And I did a lot of running this weekend and stuff. And I mean, I feel.
Oh, I did no exercise.
I feel completely refreshed after only 3 days. So, Saturday we go to True Anomaly, have a couple beers there, then stop back by Eighth Wonder, took the dog around, you know, because I like getting her socialized. And we went home and had a couple drinks, and it's about 6:30, and the wife's like, hey, you want to go over to one of the other bars here in a little bit? I go, yeah, let me go take a nap. And it was about 6:30, and that nap lasted until 7:30 the next morning.
My goodness.
But, it was just relaxing, man, and it was much needed. And then today I got all my stuff planned for the World Series of Poker and my vacation and everything all taken care of. So I'm
ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I coached some baseball this weekend, and they actually played well for once until the championship game.
Oh.
And then they just no-showed. My kid, he sucked is basically the nice way of putting it. But the team played well, and that's what matters, right?
I would say as a parent, if the team... you want the team to do well, but you want your kid to do well first, right? Yeah, ideally, they both, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was a total... like, and normally, he's not. I mean, he's been pretty solid all season, but this was...
he's one of their better players, right?
Depends. This weekend, it was one of those... It was rough on the coaches too to try and keep him in the game, because it's like, dude, what is going on with you? But they scored, like, I want to say in the first four games they scored 48 runs.
Oh, wow.
And gave up 6.
So that's a pretty good average.
Yeah, they had one error in those four games. And then in the championship game they had 5 errors and they scored 0 runs. And it's...
that's not so good.
It borders on impossible to win a baseball game when you score 0 runs.
Yeah.
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 So
you can make the five errors, but you got to have some runs to go with
it. Yeah.
So 713-780 ESPN is your number. So I binge watched two things this weekend. I finished Sneaky Pete.
I did too.
And I thought it was as good as season one. I thought as long as they're doing the con stuff, it's fantastic. I really could have done without the whole 17-year-old girl whining about mom thing the whole time.
Yeah.
That was annoying as hell. She was a typical teenager. But other than that, I thought it was great. And then I binge-watched season one of Animal Kingdom because a bunch of people have told me to watch that.
Okay.
And
thoughts?
I really liked the first season. I don't know if it's going to hold up. I guess season four starts this week, so I'm not going to get caught up in time for that. But I really liked season one. So I think I'm two episodes into season two, and so far it's still holding up.
Okay.
But it's also one of those storylines. I'm concerned that they can stretch it out that much because, you know, there's only so many things you can do. But we'll see. But that's it. That was pretty much it. Watch some sports. All my Canadian friends are so happy that the Raptors managed to get to the finals.
Oh, yes. Does that make up for it being Boston versus St. Louis in the Stanley Cup?
No. Well, not for some of us, no. Because some of us are not Raptors fans. But yeah, it's pretty cool that they were able to get there. I feel bad because I don't think they have any chance whatsoever against the Warriors. But well, we'll find out.
We'll find out soon enough.
That's why they play the games, right? But it's like Christina says, she slept the most she slept in 17 weeks. It was glorious. And that's what those kind of breaks are
17
for.
Weeks, huh?
That's a very specific time frame for Christina, the little person. Interesting. Okay, so I because I'm in such a good mood today, even though it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
I've reset all the do not reads on the text line. I'm giving them another chance.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see how that goes. So we'll see how long it takes one of you guys to get back on the list.
Yeah, you're a generous man.
I'm really feeling good today. Just got back from the gym and got a bunch of stuff going on with Sports Map. That's really cool. And I threw this out last night, and I'm kind of curious because we're going to kind of push Sports Map into some different directions here. We're going to keep doing all the same cool stuff, but like I'm thinking of adding local fiction to it. And I kind of threw that out on Twitter, and about 99% said yes and 1% said no, which I think is cool because, listen, if you're the 1%, you don't have to read it. We're not going to like jam it down your throat or anything. It'll just be there if you want to. But it might be kind of an opportunity for some local writers to get their stuff out there and give me a chance to put some more stuff out there as well. And we're just doing a lot of different stuff. I'm kind of going back to the old sports and stuff days a little bit and adding some more stuff because the site's doing so well, and I just want to keep growing it in as many ways as possible. So that's also your cue to go check out sportsmap.com today.
Lots there you go.
And tomorrow I have the 5 greatest gambling movies ever.
Oh, the greatest gambling movies
ever. And when we do the giveaway, and that'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, the winner's going to have to guess what my number one would be.
Okay.
Which you,
I already know what
you know what it is. Yeah. But if you've listened to this show long enough, you'll know. So you might want to start calling your friends. Steven wants to know, what about Weather Map brought to you by Sports Map? I've already told Steven, anytime there's weather stuff, he can write it. That stuff, people read it. People care about the weather around here. And yeah, when we had all those problems a couple of weeks ago, man, that thing got a bunch of hits. So
you mean Stormageddon?
Storm Bob, I think is what we called it.
It rained for several days in a row.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to get more thunderstorms.
Great.
So, as we say local fiction, do you mean local writers or local content? Both. It just, if it's something that's cool that I think, yeah, I think people would be interested in, then we'll run it.
What if it's erotic fiction?
None of that. Nope. It's got the only negative is, and it's not really negative, but it's got to be PG-13. It's like the show. Hey, I've written some pretty good PG-13 that's come right up against the line. You can still kill people and stuff. I mean, it's all right.
Okay.
You can still be murderous.
Well, you can still have relations in a PG-13 way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't write anything like his bleep was giant. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to get descriptive about that.
Okay, fine.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN 281 says Animal Kingdom season 1, 2, and 3 are solid. I'm worried number 4 looks like you said, where the writers seem to be stretching it too far. That's my only concern, because it's apparently based on an Australian movie. And I'm probably going to watch the Australian movie at some point, but I always wonder how far you can carry a storyline. And like I said, the first season I thought was great. And I'm hopeful that it'll stay that way. Everybody wants to know when Aaron's running the beer mile.
Don't I have to get to 1,000 followers first?
Yeah, we got to get him to 1,000 followers. I'm thinking a whiskey mile might be even better.
I think that should be the way. And you know what? I need to... We need to get a hold of Travis Whitmire.
We'll talk to him Saturday night.
I want to shout them out something solid, because last night, and Travis is known to have a pop or two, but yeah, he's also a man of his word. And he posted on Facebook last night, here's what I want to do. I am pledging my distillery sales on site over the next 30 days to Camp Hope Houston. That means every penny that my business generates over the next 30 days will go directly to getting local vets bleep squared away. Yeah, and
that is fantastic. So get your ass out to the distillery and
someone asked him, when you say on site business, are you talking profit or sales? Sales. Everything that they say, every penny that is spent on site at Whitmire's over the next 30 days is going directly to help veterans. And I don't think you can get much cooler than that.
No. So get over there and spend some money at the distillery. They got so much great stuff there. And, you know, just for that, before I go out of town, I'm going to go buy whatever I can carry out of there to take with me and bring it to my in-laws.
Okay.
So I'll spend some money over there. So, and we talked about it, but the Falcon whiskey is about to become a reality finally. We've had some fits and starts with it, but we're now moving. So, and people asking, like, what about Casino Royale? I'm going to explain something. Casino Royale, not a gambling movie.
No?
No.
There's some serious poker scenes in there.
There's a poker scene. The whole movie. Okay. But it has to be... It has to be a genre about gambling, right? It can't be, like, even Casino. Casino's a mob movie,
okay, right?
Because I saw a list that had Casino number 1. I'm like, no, that's a mob movie. It has to be one where the scenes are based on gambling.
Vegas Vacation?
Not gonna make it. I'll give you another one that didn't make the list because I think of it more of a Western, but Maverick.
Okay.
Good movie, but...
That's not a gambling movie?
I don't consider it a gambling movie, even though gambling's a part of it, right? So, it's very specific that the movie is based around, all of it is because of gambling.
Okay.
So, all right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great, great break. Hope you have a terrific week. Most people guessing right. You'll have to guess right for the giveaway, though. But I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want people to guess. Somebody mentioned Mississippi Grind. Didn't make my list, but that's a really good underrated gambling movie. All right.
Did you get a haircut, or did you color your hair?
Like 2 weeks ago. Thanks for noticing.
Which one?
Both.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Well, listen, you've been wearing a hat, maybe. I don't know.
I've been wearing fewer hats since usually I'm having to do meetings and stuff, and I kind of look stupid in a hat. So I'm not getting away from the hats. I'm just trying to do a little less of it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Just got to keep tabs on what I'm making fun of you about.
You've got plenty to choose from.
I know. I'm just trying to, I don't want to make fun of the same thing.
It's not too dark this time, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It actually looks somewhat natural.
Yeah, well, that is kind of my natural color 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah. I still liked it when you came in with the jet black hair.
See, I'm tempted to do something really goofy one day and come in like, with platinum blonde or something.
I do think we've got to have the talk, though.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's getting close. I agree.
I mean, you've got like now it's just like a couple little sprouts hanging out trying to cover the whole top of your head.
Yeah.
You've got to make a decision on this. You either need a wig or you just got to let it go.
I'd like to get a Howard Stern wig.
That might be excessive.
Well, that's the thing. If I'm getting a wig, it's going to be excessive. It's not going to be just, oh, here's a wig. Cool. I'm going to get as much as I can out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that or like a Kaja Gugu wig. Or Never Ending Story.
That'd be good.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm not going. No, I'm getting to that point where it's like, okay, it's probably time. So.
Well, it's probably not time to hire Art Briles.
No.
But Mount Vernon School District has gone ahead and done that anyway.
Well, let's start with this. Where the hell is Mount Vernon?
That's an excellent question. Aaron?
I'm working on it.
Oh. Well,
here's two guys who grew up in Texas, spent their whole lives here, and been all over the state. I don't know where Mount Vernon is.
Mount Vernon, Texas is in the middle of nowhere. It's off of I-10. I guess it's... Boy, no, it's not I-10. It's between DFW and Texarkana.
Okay.
So that's on, what, 30? I think that's what it is, 30. Mount Pleasant, does that sound familiar? Does that ring a bell?
Heard of it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of towns around there that you're going to have heard of. But, I mean, it's east of Dallas.
Okay, what level is it? Like 2A, 3A?
I don't know. But does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. I'm just curious for no real reason.
Well,
the people will know. They'll tell us.
Yeah. The biggest joke is first of all, they dumped this news on Friday, like as our show was ending, because it Friday before Memorial Day weekend.
Right. Of course they did.
What better time to hire, a guy who has harbored rapists than the Friday before Memorial Day. No one will remember that by Tuesday.
Oh, we will.
We probably will, Art. And the scumbag, I don't know if it was the superintendent or the AD they were talking to, who said, well, we've done everything in our power to vet Art Briles and make sure that this is... And the guy said... Well, when you say everything in your power, did you talk to any of the victims? No, we didn't do that. Well, did you talk to anyone at Baylor? No, we didn't do that either. So when you say you vetted him, you basically read his Wikipedia page is what you're saying. That's vetting.
Well, and they also use my favorite phrase. They did their due diligence.
Due diligence. You have to do due diligence to vet someone.
Anyone who says that is hiding something. They either didn't do the work or they don't care. And that, in this case, they don't care. They just want to win. And this guy should not be coaching high school kids.
It's he shouldn't be on a high school campus, period. I'm not one to throw things around willy-nilly, but I think there probably should have been discussion of whether or not he should be considered a sex offender.
Well, there was nothing in the legal system that allowed for that. But would you want your daughter going to school there?
No, absolutely not.
I'd be homeschooling.
I wouldn't want my son going there either.
If this were Bel Air, I'd be telling Katie, hey, sorry, you're going to have to do your senior year somewhere else, man.
It's just not – it doesn't make sense. I mean, and the fact that – you know what? Had he gone to the NFL I would have given a lot of grief to whatever team decided to hire him. But it's a little bit different. Now, for this guy to go down now and coach high school kids, because clearly one of the bigger issues this guy has is he's not great at turning these boys into good young men. He doesn't seem to have much worry about their character as men. And now you're getting them at an even younger age. No thanks.
Well, I always hope people learn from their mistakes, and I hope that. But he hasn't shown any indication, you know, just come out and said, listen, I made a bunch of mistakes.
He's not saying it.
But no, he's not saying anything like that. He did nothing wrong.
I did nothing wrong. Yeah.
So if you believe that, and then what?
Well, that's how you vet someone. You say, hey, did you do some wrong stuff? And then they say, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And you go, oh, okay, well, you're hired. I mean, Baylor got rid of this guy for a reason. All right? We know. They didn't want to either. Trust me. Baylor was a laughingstock in football forever. And then they found this guy, and they're like, oh, my God, finally, we're relevant. We're not the laughingstock of Texas football anymore. And they wrote it, and then it was like, uh-oh. Gee, what's this? Oh, no, Art Briles has overseen a rape scandal. Multiple gang rapes at our school. Oh, no. Well, it's not Art Briles' fault. I mean, they fought it tooth and nail. Like, there might have been some bad stuff going down. Art Briles had nothing to do with it. You know why? Because they wanted to protect Art Briles.
They wanted to keep winning games and going to New Year's Day bowls.
Yeah, they built a new stadium. I mean, it was a happy time in Waco.
Boy, how much grief did we take when all this stuff started breaking and we're like, you got to get rid of this guy. It's like, oh, you don't know. You don't know.
Oh, how many times did someone say on the Baylor message board that if I ever see AJ Hoffman on the side of the road on fire, I won't stop to pee on him? Which, I guess, in a way, thanks for not peeing on me.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm on fire. How about a glass of water? But eventually the pressure got so much that even Baylor had to say, you know what? As much money as our program's bringing in right now, we've got to cut ties here. That should be a red flag if you're Mount Vernon High School.
Well, they're 3A, according to everybody, for what that's worth. Apparently Don Meredith went there.
Oh, well, that makes it better.
No, but I don't know why you even consider this. And it just goes to show how clueless some people are. And I'm not saying the guy should never work again, but I am saying he should never work with kids again.
I do, too. I think the same thing. You know, that's why I said if he'd gone to the NFL, it would have been disappointing. Yeah. But would I have been really that worried about it? No, you're dealing with grown men, and grown men are going to do grown men things. No one's placing, you know.
And in that situation, you can't really cover things up the way you could in Waco. No. So, and while I would think that team was kind of scuzzy for it, I also think, okay, at least he's not in charge of children.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, man. It's a very... I can't even, it just, when I saw that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. I mean, who does this? I mean, who looks at this and says, oh, heck, there's no problem here. We're going to bring this guy in and win a bunch of football games. We did our due diligence.
We vetted him.
Due diligence.
What does that mean?
I hate that. I hate that so much.
We vetted him to the best of our ability.
Oh, so because we're a small school, we don't really have the ability to pick up the phone and call anybody at Baylor.
Yeah.
Or anybody he worked with, or anybody else who lost their job there because of this whole scandal. Okay.
Maybe Mount Vernon still doesn't have phones.
I think they do, because they called and offered him a job.
They might have sent Carrier Pigeon or something, or somebody on horseback.
Yeah, when they asked him, they said, well, what work did you do on the vetting process? Did you speak with any of the victims at Baylor? We were not able to speak to any of the victims, no. Did you talk to anybody at the NCAA? Well, the only person we spoke to that had any connection to the NCAA would have been Grant Taff, the former Baylor coach, from like basically the only Baylor coach, it seems like, before Art Briles, from like the 70s until the early 90s. I would say that guy is probably not going to say anything too nasty about Baylor or what happened at Baylor. The vetting process we went through is we talked to the phone. We talked to the people who knew him personally. Some we are not able to name at this time. We really believe the process we went through, though, was one that our community would be proud of and one that we know we did our job with.
Boy, that is just so bad. Then they slapped the due diligence on it.
And who's proud of that?
Yeah, let's talk to all his friends. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, and hey, it's not
easy. Well, we called Art Briles' mom, and she said he's a good boy. And
his son, who helped him cover it up, said, hey, he's great. He's great.
Yeah.
It's not hard to find women out there who will talk about this who were there.
It's really not.
Because I know a couple of them, and they're more than happy to talk about it. They could have easily found them. But that would require effort, AJ, and you'd rather win.
Well, I mean, listen, you can only vet so hard.
There's only so much they can do.
Yeah.
There's only so much diligence.
Well, you know who we put in a call to? We put in a call to Jerry Sandusky, and he said, I don't think anything that Art Briles did was that big of a deal. And we decided, you know what? If a coach like Jerry Sandusky, a guy who worked for the legendary Joe Pa, is good with him, then that's good enough for us at Mount Vernon High School.
You know who else we talked to? We talked to a doctor, that Dr. Larry Nassar guy, and he's in charge of Olympic team.
That's right.
He says it's fine. He thinks he's doing fine. God, what kind of world do we live in, man? Where some, and let's be fair, there's some people who are in, I always say one of the problems that I had when I was teaching at San Jack was that there weren't managers. They were teachers who were promoted into managers and they didn't know what the hell they were doing. You imagine that at the high school level? I mean, and especially at a smaller place like that.
Yeah.
You're not exactly getting, let's be honest, you're not getting a lot of smarts there.
You know who we called? We called David Berkowitz. And some of you may know him as the son of Sam.
Well, we called Sam too, but he didn't answer.
And, you know, he said that Art Briles seems like a good fella to me. And then the collect call ran out and we couldn't get back in touch to finish, but I feel like he was going to keep saying more good things about him.
Yeah, and then we did a seance and talked to Paterno himself, and he says, absolutely hire him.
We got on a Ouija board, and we talked to Charles Manson. I mean, a famous man who said, you know, this guy ain't bad. Good Lord, Mount Vernon High School.
I think
you're the worst.
I think 832 nails it. Said they knew they wanted to hire him and only interviewed people who wouldn't damage that decision.
Of course.
That's what you do.
You know, and that's what I've always, the most difficult things about handicapping sports, like if you're getting serious about betting on sports, is really the worst thing you can do is go into researching a matchup with an idea of who you want to pick.
Right.
You want to, like, it's way better if it's blue team, red team, and you just see numbers and you can handicap from that perspective. Because if you go into, like, your preconceived notions, you're only going to look for data that reaffirms what you want to believe.
Absolutely. You'll go back and find the things that support what you what you already want to believe.
And you're going to ignore anything that doesn't.
And listen, I've hired a lot of people over the years, and I learned that the hard way, that you can't, just because you like somebody, you can't go and just look for the positives when there's negatives there. You got to look at everything.
Yeah.
And frankly, what I got near the end is, and we've done here too, I'm looking for reasons not to hire somebody. And if that's the approach to take, it's almost like, you know, if with your team that you think is going to win, you look for reasons not to bet on them.
Yeah.
And if you can't find them, great. Now you got to play. But if you can, then.
But this is a pretty simple one when it comes down to, are there any glaring reasons why we shouldn't hire Art Briles? And then you do a quick Google search, and there's instantly reasons.
Oh, and they didn't really address any of that. You know, that's the thing.
Because they don't want to talk about that.
No. Fireman 306 says, Jeffrey Dahmer said he didn't leave a bad taste in his mouth.
7-0. Well played. The Board of Trustees approved the hiring of Art Briles.
You would think one of those hicks would stand up and say,
you
hey.
You would think so.
Wait a minute. But no. All right, guys. We got to talk a little travel.
They care about children.
Yeah, he'd call them old young men.
I don't know why when I talk about the superintendent at Mount Vernon that I'm an evangelical pastor who's asking for millions of dollars for my jet. But that's what I become.
It's kind of how it feels, though, right?
You want to buy,
seems like it works.
Buy my food buckets for my private jet. please.
The Lord's forgiven, Art. Why haven't you? All right, let's talk traffic.
At least Art wasn't doing anything with the deviants or the homosexuals.
The weed smokers.
The hippies. Hippie dippies.
Oh, God. All right, we got to talk about besthotelrates.com. And if you're going to book a room in Mount Vernon, don't do it. Go book someone somewhere else. But go to besthotelrates.com because they've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they've extended these discounts to you. All you have to do is go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, and you're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else. Save your money. Book your hotels through besthotelrates.com. And they've got top-notch customer service to back up your reservation. Your stay is safe and secure. Start planning your next trip today. Just go to besthotelrates.com. It's all in the name. Best.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I found a story from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram where they went and interviewed a bunch of coaches about this. Anonymously, of course.
Of course.
You want to hear some of the quotes?
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong.
Oh, boy. You talk about the good old boy network, man.
So there's one, two, three, coaching four, football five, six, is seven quotes, okay? Six of them are pro Briles. We need to know all the facts. Let the guy coach. If he was in 4A or 5A, bring it. Yeah, he's not in 4A or 5A, so you don't have to worry about that, 4A or 5A coach. Having a coach of Art's caliber in high school, again, is good for football and really good for Mount Vernon. I don't believe it's a bad look for high school football in Texas. I would play Mount Vernon now. It's great for the game. I think it's a good thing. There will be some negativity for a while. Sure, I'd play them. We may never know what happened for sure in Waco. I personally believe he was made to be a scapegoat to an extent. Did he make mistakes? Absolutely. Do I think he should be shunned from the game for life? No. And here's my favorite.
We actually do know a lot of what happened in Waco. Yeah. Like, we know some pretty intimate details if you want to go over them, random high school football coach. Here's
another one for you. Honestly, from what I read and understand, he was railroaded. Yeah, because Art said that. He was part of a much larger problem, and he reported it to his superiors. Is it tragic? He reported it to his superiors when he had no choice.
Yeah.
Is it tragic? Of course, on multiple levels. Doesn't take much guts to say that sexual abuse is horrific. Anyone with a soul would agree.
Not anyone.
No, because
there were some Briles truthers at back in the Baylor days that they don't see anything wrong with what he did. He didn't rape those women. That wasn't his penis.
But to brand a fall guy for life with that tag might not be fair. Yes, I'd play them, and let's see what he does for the young people of that community. Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what this guy does for the young people.
Here's your only negative comment.
Especially the young women who he, you know, goes to bat for their rapists. That's going to be super awesome for those women. But, it's football.
The text message where he calls his own guys bad guys that they shouldn't have been around him.
Well,
really.
But listen, Fred, it's football. What matters more? Football.
Here's your one negative comment.
Option A is football. Option B is it doesn't matter. Football matters more.
Says, I find it odd there were some pretty good jobs still open. Maybe that's not even a negative.
No.
Maybe they're saying he should have gotten a better job.
He's like, why the hell did he go to 3A Mount Vernon?
Boy.
That guy could have been coaching at Allen High School or I mean, goodness.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. He wants all of it read in billionaire evangelical pastor voice. And A32 says, honestly, if there was only a 50% chance the accusations were true, it still means he shouldn't be around kids. Well, absolutely. And I just, I think, and you can go and find all this stuff out there. You can find the text messages. You can find out, that he knew quite a bit. And either played dumb or intentionally covered it up.
Yeah.
And at no point, and there's a certain amount that you can say, okay, maybe, but you can't say okay, maybe on every single thing, man. Just doesn't work. So somebody says, the hiring of Art to high school football is going to be the next hot TV show series. God, that would be the worst if somebody actually did that. And it's the world we live in. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
So he says, the Blitz annual gloat fest about Bryles.
Who's gloating?
Nobody's gloating. So
I mean, I don't gain anything from Art Bryles being unemployed. Except a little bit of peace of mind.
I used to like Art Bryles, but there's certain things that you just can't accept. So can you go over the evidence that he said is out there? Dude, you can Google it. You can find it on your own. It's all over the place. Go look up the text messages from the lawsuits. And if that's not enough for you, then you're just going to always be a Bryles apologist.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to be an apologist for somebody who was involved with that. And again, I don't think some people should be banned for life, but I do believe he should be banned from coaching college or high school for life. If he wants to go to the pros, fine. That you're not, you don't have that kind of power there, especially if you're not a head coach. And you know, for some reason, somebody does something in the pro ranks, it gets out. Most of the time, they get caught on video. All right.
And by the way, you want to know exactly what he did? You can go back and look at that report and look at when he was removed, when they were interviewing him, when the Regents were interviewing him. And Art Bryles started to cry when they asked him what he could have done differently. When there's some pretty graphic scenes being described. Yeah, it's out there.
But a lot of the stuff, he says, being railroaded and all that's to prevent having to pay a bunch of money in lawsuits. Hey guys, I got to tell you about the Zorona laser treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston. And you can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. I lost over 9 at 10 right now. And they've got a great special for you, but all you need to do is give them a call and you can set up your free consultation. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. Go in and just talk to them, see the program. And everybody asks, what is it like? Well, you just go in, you lie down for 20 minutes and they shine a red light on you. There's nothing painful. There's no downtime. And when I was doing it, I'd go and get my treatment done, then go straight to the gym right after. I mean, that's how easy it was. There's nothing, you don't feel a thing. And the fat will shrink and melts away. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5, and they got a great deal for you. You're going to get over 50% off the regular price and 3 free sessions. And they've got places all over the city. I go to the one in the Galleria area. All you got to do, give them a call, 281-888-3094. That's 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5 to get 50% off and 3 free sessions. You can also just log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com, and Laura, Alexis, and my friends over there will take care of you. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of people saying that there's still people who are Bryles apologists. I get that, but
I don't.
I get why, because they're never going to accept what happened, and that's fine. But again, I'm never going to say he should never work again, because he could go do the XFL.
He just shouldn't work around kids. That's all.
Boy, the CFL sure shot him down in a hurry. They had such a backlash up there when they hired him. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I'm amazed at how many people are on here trying to defend him.
I'm not.
It's just the same
as before. I mean,
I know, and there's nothing you can say that's going to change their mind. So
Football over everything.
Yeah, it's funny. The fact that you brought this up now means I'm about to have to put a bunch of people back on the do not read list.
Well,
this is all your fault. I'm trying to give everybody a fresh start today.
Are doing it to themselves.
Oh, and by the way, Kendall's a piece of garbage too.
Yep.
And there's a reason I had nothing to do with the University of Houston when they hired him. So
I wouldn't hire anyone who was on that staff at the time. No. Everybody's entitled to, if you really believe that, you know, you've done your due diligence, as you like to say, and he's vetted. But I'll say this, if more evidence comes out that he did know what was going on at Baylor and the due diligence and vetting process wasn't good enough, then whoever put the stamp on hiring that guy, he should be up for charges too, or at least be fired for putting young women in danger.
How are you the only two that have not heard about everything that's come out of the last 12 months proving he didn't know? Nothing's come out. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but
you're an idiot.
You're a dumb. And I also have better sources than most people on this, including people who worked on the case. There's a lot of stuff that didn't come out that really, really looks bad.
Trust me. So. When we I think this show this show probably was one of the first shows to really wonder why Art Briles was still employed at Baylor. And there was a good while where damn near every day we were on here going over this stuff that was coming out and saying, why is he still working? Why is he still working? And I wouldn't come out. I don't take saying stuff like that lightly. I don't take, taking away someone's livelihood. I don't take that lightly. And we did a ton of research into this, and I'm no reporter by any stretch, but I was talking to people that I knew. Fred was talking to people that he knew. We were very well informed on this whole thing. Probably more well informed than I ever am about anything we talk about show.
You know, I two of my sources on this, and they're about as in depth as you can get in the thing. So for those of you who want to go on and keep supporting a rapist, a guy who supported rapists, you go right ahead. You keep defending him, and you know, you can say better sources, LOL. But dude, I was a serious journalist for almost 20 years. I've got sources. I talk to a lot of people, and I have a lot of sources at Baylor, as a matter of fact, and more than you, 713, who gets to be the first one on the do not read list. Congratulations. It lasted 55 minutes. God, try to give people a chance. You really do. And I don't mind discussion. I hate stupidity. Stupidity is just the most embarrassing thing. It's like, I'm digging my heels in because I know I'm right. No, you don't know you're right. You don't. You're a bleeping idiot. All right, I'm not gonna put you on the do not read list just because I'm amazed that you're able to type by yourself. So I want to see what else you can type. I'm guessing you're not. I'm guessing you're not texting yourself. I'm guessing you're going,
I am hat.
No, you're going, Mama, can you text this for me? Here's what I want to say. I want to say they're idiots and that there's a whole bunch of stuff that came out. Can you type that for me?
And I know you can't talk to Charles Manson on a Ouija board because I done tried. And that's a made up thing you said.
And that Sandusky feller, that was little boys. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
Oh, my God. So we asked, where are you staying in Vegas? I'm kind of being a cheap little bastard on this trip.
Uh-oh.
That's
unlike you.
Well, I'm staying at Bally's.
Okay.
Because with the WSOP code and all the points I have through Caesars that I haven't used in forever, I don't have to pay for the room.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
And it's not, I mean, it's in a good spot. I mean, I could have stayed at the Rio and it would have been like $50 a night, but I'm okay with not paying for, I'm okay with the Bally's. And they got a really good horse book, so when I'm not playing poker, that's where I'll be.
What's the, how far is the Uber from?
It's 10 minutes. It's not even that. So, you know, it's a short
trip. How long is the Uber from here to Wembley Stadium?
I think it's a day, maybe two.
Oh, dang.
Well, and it's a water Uber, but fortunately we don't have to do that.
I think it's an air Uber. I'm hope Uber Air.
Uber Air.
Yeah. I'm not taking a boat to London. I'm going with Big Game Travel, and it's a first class experience. No boats, just airplanes, just, you know, nonstop airfare and a 5-star hotel in downtown London. Guys, if you've been thinking about going to a road game, this is the one to go to. You don't want to go to Jacksonville. No offense, Jacksonville. You don't want to go to Indianapolis. I've been to those places. You're not missing out. You want to go to London? Go with us. Stay in Fred's room. It's going to be a great time. They plan everything out for you. The airfare, the hotel, the transportation, pep rally, tailgate, game day tickets, all included. It's going to be a fantastic trip. It's something that you're going to remember for a lifetime, and you can get your down payment down now.
Yeah, and listen, space is limited on this. It's only $300 for your down payment. It's going to be a fantastic trip, and you get a chance to go to London and see all the things there. And, you know, we're going to do some side trips to go to some other places. You're going to have free time, but they've also got group stuff for you. And the best part is the owners are – they personally host the trip. So you get to deal with the same people throughout your experience. You get that game ticket. You're gonna have a blast. And it doesn't cost as much as you think. Visit BigGameTravel.com for more information. That's BigGameTravel.com.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Prescription products require an
your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number.